You know, Brett, it's good to talk to you again. It's good to have you on the show. I'm sorry if my voice is a little grainy. I'm actually Skyping in from a Turkish prison cell, so bear with me. But Jeff
No
Blair was
worries.
giving
No
me
worries.
all sorts of crap off the air about not naming you as the brightest spot in the bullpen. And I got to say, he sounded surprised. The reason I didn't name you is because I'm not. I knew you were going to be great. You look great in spring training. Your arm strength is back. You're dominating hitters. What do you feel like is the biggest tool you've been employing lately to kind of make your resurgent as a dominant lefty pen guy?
I don't know, it's kind of a combination of everything. I mean, the program has helped out a lot. Obviously get the fastball back. Cutter's been really, really good. Sinker's been working really good, and the curveball's been working really good. Just the coming out of the pen, it's a different mentality, and it's one that I like. And you almost have to, just have to be a little bit mad when you come into the game. So it kind of gets, well, at least I feel that way. And you gotta be a little bit fired up to make those appearances. And I really enjoy it, and I think I have a good mentality for it.
Brett Cecil joins Baseball Central with Dirk Hayhurst and Jeff Blair. Now, you worked with the Jamie Evans Velocity Training Program, the one that Steve Delabar works with as well, or has used. Can you tell us a little bit, Brett, about how you came upon the program? And was it as far as you were concerned, was it almost like the last straw, the last thing? You know, this was going to be your last attempt to regain what you had a couple of years ago?
I don't think it was gonna be my last attempt. It just seemed like a pretty smart idea after listening to him talk, and it really made sense what he was saying, and what the program does for you. And after talking with Steve, for the time that he came to us, I talked to him about it almost every day, and it just got more interesting, more interesting. So. And then Jamie Evans came to Baltimore and came and talked to us coaches, our training staff, and sat there and listened, and then talked to some of the coaches, talked to some of the trainers, and they said the same thing as well. Everything he was saying was making sense, and things didn't look shady or anything like that. So I decided kind of right then and there, after I heard him speak, that I was going to do it.
Now, I got to agree with you. I've seen, Brett, a lot of these off-season programs, and there's always trainers out there trying to make a name about their product, and they want to get essentially an endorsement from a major league player to say that, this works because, trainers, if they can get a major league player to do their program, even if it's not a sound medical program, just because a major leaguer is doing it, suddenly it's endorsed as one, and you've got people doing it. So I know that you were probably skeptical. Was there anything particular about that program that made you feel comfortable that this would work for you, it was safe for you?
I mean, he kind of, went through where they started with the program, and that was, they started researching tennis players and, why they never had any shoulder problems. And it was because when they serve, they do the same motion as a baseball player does when he throws, and he holds onto the racket. So, holding onto, like, I was told never to throw weighted balls when I was younger. I was always told just, if you want to flick it with your wrist, go ahead, but never do it like a full arm motion and release the ball, 'cause, tears the shoulder apart, whatever. But, the holds are, it's kind of a safety mechanism as the holds, because you can still let go of the ball, so the ball's not gonna, pull on your arm in different directions. If you're going too hard, it's gonna let go. You're gonna let it go, and it's gonna, come out of your hand. So that's one of the safety mechanisms of it. And once you build up that arm strength through doing holds, then the shoulder's ready to do the releases into nets and stuff like that. So that was really important.
Brett Cecil joins Dirk Hayhurst and Jeff Blair on Baseball Central. Brett, needless to say, that was a tough start to the season. You're in the clubhouse. What was the reaction like after that game was over yesterday? You know, I mean, Jose Reyes talked about, we all know this, it's a long season and you can't get too carried away with a six-game snapshot, let alone a one-game snapshot of the season. But was there a sense, do you think, that guys just need to get on the road and just kind of exhale a bit and just be a little more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, having a start of the season here, you know, with all the fans and everything, the high expectations, you know, I think everybody's, you know, had gotten really, really excited and, you know, maybe been pressing a little bit. And, I mean, which is fine. You know, the expectations are huge. Everybody's going to be really excited and want to do well. And, you know, sometimes guys want to do too well. And, you know, they start pressing, they start pushing it. So, I mean, I think it is good that we have an off day today and then we're getting on the road and play three games tomorrow in Detroit and then three games in Kansas City. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, kind of get that excitement down a little bit and, you know, start playing to our ability.
Brett, all this stuff about the season's all fine and good, but I have a serious question. I want to ask you about merchandising. You see, because I believe that you're going to be one of the shining spots in the rotation or in the bullpen the whole year, and I think the key to merchandising you is going to be your glasses. They look so, they're sexy on you. I love them. They look great. And I'm just wondering, I think last year that you had like a white rimmed pair, but now you've got a black rimmed pair. Have you thought about, like, I don't know, maybe in starting your own line of them or one for every type of situation, like the big game glasses or the playoff glasses?
No,
I think that could be big.
I don't know. Oakley, these are Oakley, and they've already started these lives for a long time. I don't know about getting different ones, though, for big games. I usually want to keep the same routine and keep the same ones for as long as they're working.
Well, I've got dibs on them. If you get your prescription changed, I want to get your retired Brett Cecil signed glasses. That'll be the best souvenir I've ever had. I would love that. I'm putting my dibs in.
You got it.
Hey, Brett, we had Buck Martinez on. I don't want to stop the discussion, by the way, Dirk. If you've got more tips on merchandising, you know, feel free. Yeah, I think maybe Brett's got a book in him. What the hell? Everybody else is writing a book these days. That's a gratuitous plug. One of the things I did want to ask you about, though, Brett, you talked about liking, you know, coming out of the bullpen and getting used to it. I thought kind of an interesting little tweak from Buck Martinez today, talking about how noticing with your improved velocity and your command that maybe you might at some point, if the Jays are having some problems or some issues with starting pitching, you might put yourself back in the picture as a starting guy. Have you thought about that at all? And can this go to sort of the next degree? Do you think this, I don't know if you want to call it a recovery or a reestablishing of yourself, can this go to the next degree and maybe lead toward a starting position?
I don't know. I like the bullpen more than I like starting. I think most guys would say they want to start and not be in the bullpen, but I like being in the bullpen. I love being in the bullpen. I think it's a great fit for me. And, you know, they asked me in spring training if I liked the bullpen or if I wanted to start. And I said, I love the bullpen. I want to be in the bullpen. I said, but if I'm going to start, then I want to be put in the rotation and I want to start. I don't want to flip-flop back and forth. I'm not going to be a swing man because I'm not sure how the arm's going to respond to that. And, you know, just I'm doing good one place and then doing shitty in another place, excuse me. And then
that's all right.
You know, the confidence, it just goes up and down again, and I want to stick with what's working. And bottom line is, I want to do what's going to make the team successful, and what I can, you know, perform best at. That's going to help the team.
You know, one of the things I really liked about the bullpen, and you can tell me if you feel the same way, as opposed to the starting rotation, is that you didn't have to think about it as much. I mean, when the bell rang, it was just reaction. You get ready to go, and you're out there. You don't have time to overthink it. I mean, mentally, I feel like it's just it's a more enjoyable role. You can go out there and have a good time. You got guys around you that aren't afraid to talk to you, and then when the bell rings, it's your turn. You get up, you do it. Do you enjoy that part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. That is one of the best parts of it. Is you know, you kind of have a feeling of when you're going to go in the game. So you know, you just start, you know, kind of looking at hitters, you know, trying to go through the innings, see what hitters might be up in the situation that you might be up in. And but you still, you never know, and I think that's a good part for me, is I'm just, you know, I stretch when I stretch, and you know, sit down for an inning, get up for an inning, move around, and you know, phone rings, and you know, I try not to get really giddy and, you know, run over to the phone so I can try and hear who he's talking about. So I kind of gotta wait and hear from Pat. And you know, heart starts beating, and you know, if it's not me, then it's not me, and then if it is me, then you know, start getting ready.
Hey Brett, listen, we appreciate you joining us today. I know how valuable off days are to you guys. Thanks so much for doing this. Safe trip to Detroit, and keep it rolling.
No problem, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.